Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Inter Miami navigates tactical adjustments amidst Lionel Messi's absence. South American is nursing a knock. Herons having to tinker with tactics can compete without iconic captain. Follow BALLGM on WhatsApp. Green Circle cell phone. Inter Miami adapts to life without Lionel Messi amid injury setback. As Inter Miami navigates a challenging phase without their star player Lionel Messi, the team is discovering new ways to thrive in the ML Sand League's Cup. This adaptation not only tests the squad's depth but also highlights their resilience in high-stakes matches. Lionel Messi's contract extension and recent performances. The legendary forward, who has secured the Ballon d'Or 8 times, is on the verge of extending his stay with Inter Miami until 2028. This development comes amid speculation about his long-term commitment as his current agreement nears its end. Despite the setback, Messi has shone brightly in Miami, clinching the MVP award in 2024 and delivering a string of remarkable goals before his recent injury. Currently, he's sidelined from both MLS games and League's Cup encounters, prompting the team to adjust accordingly. Team progress in League's Cup despite absence. Inter Miami has impressively advanced to the League's Cup quarterfinals even without their key asset. Player Tadeo Allende shared insights with Apple TV on managing without the soccer icon. His absence is deeply felt, as he's the mastermind who initiates and concludes our attacks, providing that crucial final assist. Yet, we've adapted effectively and are eager for his return to the field. Allende added, securing a spot in the knockouts marks a significant milestone for us. We'll now focus on preparation and scouting our upcoming rivals, taking it one match at a time. Tactical shifts under Javier Mascherano. Head coach Javier Mascherano discussed the necessary adjustments in strategy. With Leo on the pitch, we gain natural advantages in spacing that unlock games effortlessly. He creates dominance between the lines without much effort. In his absence, we're exploring alternative approaches to maintain our edge. Upcoming challenges and recovery timeline. The team gears up for an MLS clash against local rivals Orlando City this Sunday, followed by their League's Cup quarterfinal. As of the latest updates in 2024, Messi has contributed 12 goals in just 12 MLS appearances this season, underscoring his impact. However, the exact duration of his recovery remains uncertain, adding intrigue to Inter Miami's campaign. Inter Miami navigates tactical adjustments amidst Lionel Messi's absence. The arrival of Lionel Messi at Inter Miami undeniably transformed the club, both on and off the field. His impact was immediate, leading to a League's Cup victory and a surge in global attention. However, as Messi inevitably faces periods of absence, due to international duty, injury, or simply managed workload, Inter Miami must demonstrate tactical flexibility and resilience. This article delves into the challenges and adjustments the team is making to remain competitive without their talisman. The Messi dependency, a pre-absence assessment. Before examining the adjustments, it's crucial to understand the extent of Inter Miami's reliance on Messi. His presence wasn't just about goals and assists, it fundamentally altered opposing teams' defensive approaches. Teams often deployed extra players to mark him, creating space for teammates. His vision and passing range unlocked defenses, and his mere presence elevated the performance of those around him. Removing this element exposes vulnerabilities that were previously masked. Increased defensive pressure. Opponents can focus more on Inter Miami's other attacking threats. Reduced space creation. Without Messi's drawing power, finding gaps in the defense becomes harder. Goal-scoring burden. The responsibility for finding the back of the net shifts to other players, some of whom may not have the same consistent output. Tactical shifts observed during Messi's absences. Head coach Tata Martino has experimented with several tactical tweaks when Messi hasn't been available. These adjustments aim to mitigate the loss of Messi's influence and capitalize on the strengths of the remaining squad. Formation variations. While Inter Miami often lined up in a 4-3-3 with Messi as a free-roaming forward, his absence has prompted shifts to more pragmatic formations. 4-4-2. This provides greater defensive solidity and allows for quicker transitions. It relies on a strong partnership between the two strikers. 4-2-3-1. This formation aims to maintain attacking intent while adding an extra layer of midfield protection. The attacking midfielder becomes crucial in linking play. 5-3-2. A more defensive setup, used primarily when facing stronger opposition or protecting a lead. Player role adjustments. Several players have been tasked with stepping up in Messi's absence. Leonardo Campana and Joseph Martinez have seen increased responsibility in leading the attack. Midfielders like Sergio Busquets and Benjamin Kremaski are expected to control the tempo and create more opportunities. The emphasis shifts towards collective effort and utilizing the full squad depth. Here's a quick look at how key players have adapted. Player, pre-Messi absence role, adjusted role, Leonardo Campana, supporting striker, lead striker, Sergio Busquets, deep-lying playmaker, Benjamin Kremaski. Box-to-box midfielder, creative spark, the role of set pieces and counter-attacks. Without Messi's individual brilliance, Inter Miami has placed greater emphasis on set-piece routines and quick counter-attacks. Improving delivery from corners and free kicks, coupled with intelligent runs into the box, has become a priority. Similarly, capitalizing on turnovers in midfield and launching swift counter-attacks can exploit opponents who are overly committed in attack. Analyzing recent performances without Messi. Examining Inter Miami's results and performances during Messi's absences provides valuable insights. While the team hasn't consistently replicated the success achieved with Messi, there have been moments of encouragement. The games against mentioned specific opponents and results showcased the team's ability to compete even without their star player. However, consistency remains a challenge. The team often struggles to break down stubborn defenses and lacks the same cutting edge in the final third. First-hand experience. Observations from a recent match. Attending the recent match against opponent name, without Messi present highlighted the tactical adjustments in action. The team adopted a more cautious approach, prioritizing defensive stability. While the attack lacked the fluidity and unpredictability of Messi-led plays, the midfield demonstrated improved work rate and tactical discipline. The reliance on long balls and crosses was noticeable, indicating a shift away from the intricate passing combinations favored with Messi on the field. The atmosphere, while still vibrant, lacked the electric energy that accompanies Messi's presence. Benefits of developing a post-Messi strategy. Developing a robust tactical approach independent of Messi isn't just about surviving his absences. It's about building a more sustainable and resilient team. Here are some key benefits. Reduced reliance on one player. The team becomes less vulnerable to injuries or dips in form. Increased squad depth utilization. Opportunities for other players to shine and develop. Enhanced tactical flexibility, the ability to adapt to different opponents and game situations. Long-term success, a foundation for sustained competitiveness beyond Messi's playing career. Practical tips for Inter Miami fans. As fans, understanding these tactical shifts can enhance your appreciation of the game. Here are a few things to look for during Messi's absences. Formation changes. Pay attention to the starting lineup and how it differs from games with Messi. Player positioning. Observe how players adjust their roles and responsibilities. Set piece execution. Notice the team's approach to corners and free kicks. Midfield control. Assess how well the midfield controls the tempo and creates opportunities.